और अपनी इस्लाह कर ले तो खुदा उसकी तौबा कबूल कर लेगा कि अल्लाह बड़ा बख्शने वाला और मेहरबान है। रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, इस आयत में अल्लाह अपने बंदों को खुशखबरी देता है कि तौबा के दरवाजे हमेशा खुले रहते हैं। In other words, the door of repentance is always open. We should always be asking for repentance because Allah is always ready to forgive. Imam Ali says in Nahjul Balagha, I wonder, O man, who loses hope when the door of repentance is open for him. We should follow what the Imams and the Prophets said to do. The Imams are a guide for us and the Quran is a manual. Imam Quran mein naqil hote hain. हमें चाहिए है कि उनकी बातें सुने और उन पर अमल करने की कोशिश करें। जो लोग कूफा में थे, क्या वो इमाम और कुरान की बातें सुनते होंगे? वो इमाम और कुरान की बातों पर अमल तो करते थे, लेकिन उन अमल के साथ उनके पास मारिफत नहीं थी। इब्ने दयाल भी तो कुरान पढ़ता था, वो भी तो नमाज अदा करता था, या उसको तौबा नहीं करना आता होगा? ज़रूरत तौबा की मारिफत के साथ होता है। If you steal money from someone and just pretend that deed, will they benefit? Of course not. You would have to go and return their money and first ask them for forgiveness before you are sure Allah will forgive you. Allah will not forgive you until they have forgiven you. The same thing is with bad money for riba. You cannot just ask Allah for forgiveness. You have to go and ask them for forgiveness too. Tawbah means you take a promise that you will not do that action again. You have to be loyal to the promise. Tawbah has many steps to it. There are also many ways to do tawbah. One great example of a person who did tawbah is the example of Hazrat Hud. He was the leader of Yazid's army. He was the one who stopped the Imam from going on to Kufa. But when he repented in a true manner and came to Imam Hussein for forgiveness, he was not just forgiven, but Imam also gave him the handkerchief of Bibi Zahra when he was about to be martyred.